filled with water and nice fluffy suds. And I've got my nifty scrub brush to help me scrub my back. And I've got a big fluffy towel to dry myself when I'm done. But there's one other thing that makes tubby time the very best time of the whole day. And do you know what that is? It's a very special friend of mine, my very favorite little pal.
Freeformers! Oh, let me pause that. I've missed you! It's been far too long. It has been, I think, 2 weeks? Maybe 3 weeks? I think that it's been closer to 3 weeks now that I have not spoken to you on the air. Have you missed me? It's Colin. I'm the host of Soapy Serenades, now on at 2 p.m. On Thursdays, as opposed to the normal 1. So, because of that, I have a lot to yap about. I've missed you guys. I've missed being on the air and I've missed playing some tunes. I've kind of been in a music, music drought the past couple of weeks, but I hope that playing some new tunes on the air will kind of remedy that. So, this is Soapy Serenades with Colin on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. I haven't been able to make the last couple of weeks of shows because I've been substitute teaching in Medford. Doing a bunch of, middle school classes, teaching a whole bunch of different varieties of, subjects, including gym, which has been quite the interesting class, if you ask me. I got pelted in the face with a basketball, witnessed a couple students getting pelted in the face with basketballs, one student lost a soccer ball in an air vent. Don't ask me how he did that. He just had, the perfect, exact kick right up into the air vent, and it was honestly one of the most impressive things that I've ever seen, but unfortunately I had to write him up for that, because, I just work here, man, so, The second annual Porch Fest here in WMFO's hometown of Medford hits porches, driveways, and yards around the city on Saturday, June 1st, rain date Sunday, June 2nd. Homes and businesses around Medford will host live music performances from 12 noon to 5 p.m. free of charge and open to all. With a wide variety of acts spanning across genres and neighborhoods, Porch Fest will bring the talent of our diverse city out into the open air, while inviting neighbors out to meet, celebrate, and bring our city a little closer together. Artists and hosts may sign up through May 20th. Womp womp. For registration and more info, visit medford.porchfest.info or Medford Porch Fest on Facebook or Instagram. A message from the Medford Porch Fest Organizing Committee and WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. We're kind of double booked, because in addition to that, there's the radio event of the year! Save the date, June 1st, 2024. Live Day 2024. 6 hours of non-stop live music on the radio. Tune in to 91.5 in the Boston area or catch the action worldwide at WMFO.org. The festivities start at 9 a.m. on June 1st. 10 bands, 6 hours, live from the WMFO studios. Live Day 24. You'll hear Ronnie DeShenz, Jennifer Teft and the Strange, and Happy Little Clouds. Once again, catch Live Day 24 at 91.5 FM in the Boston area and worldwide at yourwmfo.org. Set your alarm for 9 a.m. on June 1st for Live Day 24. Don't miss a single second. And I'm sure that you won't, because Live Day 24, as well as Porch Fest, will be coinciding, but I'm sure that you'll make time for both. So enjoy all that live music on Saturday, rain date, June 2nd. Without further ado, I have done... Oh my god, there's a fidget spinner in here. Listen. That's a fidget spinner. Oh my god. This is literally going to bide my time for the entire session in here. This is crazy. I'm balancing it on one finger right now. I feel awesome. Grateful Dead. Let's do it. Thank you.
Thank you. on Salisbury Hill. I could see the city light. Wind was blowing, time stood still. Eagle flew out of the night. He was something to observe. Came in close, I heard a voice.
Reunited, and it feels so good. That is how I feel right now, being back in the studio. I am thrilled to be here. I'm thrilled to be playing you all some tunes on Soapy Serenades, Thursdays at 2 p.m., every Thursday at 2 p.m., most likely from here on out. The last three songs that you heard flowed together perfectly because, in my opinion, they all sound the exact same. They sound like the exact same song. The first one, well, the last one that you heard was Salisbury Hill by Peter Gabriel. Before that was Walk of Life by Dire Straits. And before that was Touch of Grey by Grateful Dead. That was a bit of a, you know, in memoriam for Mr. Bill Walton, who was a big Deadhead. Such a big Deadhead, in fact, that he met the archivist for the Grateful Dead at a concert of theirs. And picked him up over the fence and I think took him into his limo or something like that. I don't know. Bill Walton, what a G, though. Great center for the Celtics. And also, I think that he was also a part of the Trailblazers. What a legend. What a legend. Rest in peace. And then Walk of Life by Dire Straits always confuses me because on that same album, you can have money for nothing and then go to Walk of Life right after that, which is just so confusing to me. But anyways, yeah, thank you all. I'm still playing with this fidget spinner, by the way. I amassed such a big collection in middle school. I got one from my brother in New York, and that was his gift from back in New York. It was like a little side shop on the corner of the street, like a little cart. It was awesome. Anyways, out with the old, in with the new, I say, because I have a couple more new releases for you. And, well, I guess kind of new. I can't really even consider this next song new because it's just kind of a remastered version, I guess. But then the rest is going to be old, most likely, because I mostly play old music. This is To Be Hunted by Childish Gambino. That right there was Minute by Minute by the Doobie Brothers, before that was Sexy to Someone by Claro, and before that was To Be Hunted by Childish Gambino. I just want to really quick go back to the intro of Minute by Minute. I'll be quiet for a second. Hold on. I just want you to listen to this, because this is awesome. ¶¶ That is so clean. That is amazing. I can't begin to fathom how he did that. Michael McDonald, everybody. He's incredible. I saw an interview with him, and he explained how he played that song, and he was like, the interviewer was like, it just sounds so complicated. Like, how do you, like, you know, keep yourself in time? And he's like, it's just triplets. And he, like, plays it, and it's like, it's just incredible. I don't know. What a guy, Michael McDonald. Moving on. I got some fun songs for us, some good pump-up songs, if you're into that. And I hope that you enjoy them. So, this is still Colin. This is still Soapy Serenades. We're still keeping it sudsy. I say that we get back into it with a little bit of Junior Senior, which has recently been sampled in... Oh, God. What song is it? I'm blanking on the title of it and the artist, too. But it's been sampled in a famous rap song as of late, which you may recognize it from that. This is Move Your Feet by Danish group Junior Senior.
Downtown. Oh, yeah. he just drove off. Sometimes life's a cake. Well, you just laughed it off, it was all okay.
And so we float on. Hope you enjoyed those four songs. That was Float On by Modest Mouse, Give It Up by Casey and the Sunshine Band, Some Girls Are Bigger Than Others by The Smiths, and then Cinderella by Remy Wolf. Give It Up by the Casey Sunshine Band is an excellent song, but unfortunately, the description on Spotify is one of the most insufferable things I've ever read. It is just the biggest brag of all time. Whose music has been featured at every major sporting event in the world, including the Super Bowl, World Series, Conference Championships, yada, yada, yada. Whose music has been featured on more than 200 motion picture film soundtracks. He has been called the founder of the dance revolution. He is Harry Wayne Casey, better known as the founder and leader of Casey and the Sunshine Band. The music that got people out of their seats and onto the dance floor originated with humble beginnings in Hialeah, Florida. I don't care, Mr. Casey. I don't care, Harry. Just play your funky tunes. You don't have to humble brag like that. No disrespect to Casey and the Sunshine Band. Great guy. Great band. Just Harry Wayne Casey. Whoever wrote that for you needs to, like, check themselves. Because that was awful. Anyways, I've got one more song for you all. Clock's in about 3 minutes. I should have time. Besides that, we got a robot coming on after me, so it doesn't really matter. But I got a bit of Kings of Convenience for you. They're a Norwegian group, one of my favorites. Listened to them for a long time now. And this is a song called I'd Rather Dance With You, which is what I'd rather do right now on such a rainy and gloomy day. I'd rather, you know, turn that frown upside down and dance a little bit. So on that note, I've been Colin. This has been Soapy Serenades. It will be on every Thursday at 2 p.m., and I'm going to fidget on out of here. Scrub behind your ears, folks. This is Kings of Convenience.
A chance of misinterpretation.
So let your hips do the talking. I'll make you laugh by acting like the guy who sings. And you'll make me smile by really getting into the swing.
Getting into the swing.
Getting into the swing. Getting into the swing. Getting into the swing.